Just a few months back, the idyllic Australian territory of Lord Howe Island was infested with hundreds of thousands of rodents. The mice and rat plague threatened to overrun the tourist destination, which sits in the Pacific Ocean, a couple of hours' plane ride from Sydney. But today, we're hearing news that a scientific program put in place in June has all but eradicated the rodents from the island. The ABC's Jonathan Hare has covered this story since the program started. I spoke to him earlier.
Well, the picture of this is it's quite a contrast from the beautiful pictures and beautiful landscape that you see when you arrive at the island. And it's also a bit of a hidden picture because rats and mice are nocturnal. They live underground. They're quite hard to spot. They're very skittish.
Yeah.
But the estimates were at the beginning of this program that there were 210,000 mice on the island and 150,000 rats. And the evidence that they leave behind is the endemic wildlife that they damage. So birds that have been eaten, eggs taken, and palm trees and other fauna that's been absolutely destroyed by these animals. And that's the reason they decided that they needed to undertake this program.
So we're hearing about, as you say, this program, this rodent eradication program. Can you tell me a bit about it? How did it develop and how did it actually work?
It's been on the cards for years and it's also been done on other islands around Australia to get rid of their rodent problem. And so on Lord Howe, it was quite a technical operation. They baited the entire island. And so that involves in accessible areas, bait traps were left around the place. They are lockable devices where people individually wearing GPS trackers so they don't miss any, pour pellets of poisoned cereal into these traps, lock them and leave them and hope the rodents take the bait. In inaccessible areas, they had to drop pellets from helicopters. So there were two in operation around the island working when the weather permitted to drop pellets across those areas so that they didn't miss any spots where those rodents might be. Now, apparently at the beginning of the program, a lot of these pellets were being taken very quickly, which is what they wanted. Towards the end, over the last couple of weeks, those pellets are barely being touched, I've been told, which means that everything has gone to plan and it's been working.
I guess the big question then is where to from here? Is there always this risk that the rodents could return to Lord Howe?
Yeah, that's right. So the rodents were originally thought to have come to the island about 100 years ago when a cargo ship wrecked off the coast, and it's thought that they then swam over to the island.
Right.
From here, they need to make sure that these rodents don't come back. So in place now, because baiting has finished as of today, there's a two-year monitoring window where they have tracker dogs, they have all sorts of technology on the island to make sure there are no rodents left. They monitor the island for 2 years, and if they haven't seen any, then the island can be declared rodent free.
Jonathan Hare.